This is NPR's Ask Me Another, coming to you from Los Angeles, California. I'm Jonathan Colton, here with puzzle guru Art Chung. Now, here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thank you, Jonathan. Today, famous people are playing our nerdy games. Our celebritestants, Missy Pyle and Brett Gelman, are about to play a game about the movie makers who are heard but never seen. But first, let's check in with Missy and Brett and see how they're doing. Missy, you were invited to Sigourney Weaver's house for a dinner party. I imagine this was after working with her on Galaxy Quest. What was that like?
Well, I was like 21 or 2 or 6. I think it was 26. And I remember just being really excited to be invited along. And she split everybody up. I sat next to her husband and she sat next to my date. And it was sort of like just very sexy in Hollywood. And then she told me to steal my costume.
Oh, did you steal your costume?
I did.
What?
Did she steal hers?
I guess. Let's call her.
Why not?
Is that a thing that happens often that people...
That does with Sigourney Weaver.
Oh, yeah, right.
Well, I don't know. She just was like, you should take your costume. Then last day, just take it. And so I did. And then I gave it to I auctioned it off at my drama, like my high school. And I was nice. I'm so angry. I thought Galaxy Quest had like a 10-year shelf life. But here we are almost 20 years later.
I know.
People are still into it.
Still talking about it.
It's fantastic.
Brett, you co-wrote your new movie, Lemon, with Jenixa Bravo.
Yes.
Who you're married to. And you said the movie was inspired in part by your own anxieties about everyone living their best life. What do you want people to take away from this movie?
I want people to feel less lonely in their own mediocrity and not feel so ashamed of life feeling like a plateau of failure at times and your own anxiety that you won't achieve what you want to achieve in your life.
Wow.
So
I'm going to watch it on a loop.
I think the film, it's a dark comedy. You watch my character fail, like, for 90 minutes. And it's uncomfortable, but Jenixa and I want people to laugh at the dragon. And the dragon in this case is failure.
Failure. Let's go to your second game. We've got an audio quiz for you called Holy Foley. Foley artists, of course, are people responsible for creating many of the sound effects you hear in movies. So in this game, we're going to play an iconic movie sound effect. And you just have to tell us how it was made. But don't worry, we're going to give you multiple choices. So buzz in to answer. Here we go. All right, so this is the liquid metal Terminator morphing in Terminator 2, Judgment Day. Okay, how was that made? Was it made A, by hip boots walking through a kiddie pool filled with glue, B, a condom-covered microphone dipped in a mixture of flour, water, and compressed air, or C, by melting plastic action figures? Missy.
A.
Hip boots walking through a kiddie pool filled with glue? I'm sorry, that is incorrect.
Oh.
Brett, can you steal?
B.
Be a condom-covered microphone.
Yeah.
Dipped in flour, water, and compressed air.
Yes.
That is how it was done.
Oh, yeah. Good.
Yeah, that's how it was done.
Thank you so much.
My sexual frustration paid off, finally, once.
Foley artists practice safe effects.
Really, too. Wow.
This is a T-Rex roaring in Jurassic Park. Is that a combination of slowed down animal sounds, including tigers and elephants? B, nails scraping on a chalkboard run through an audio filter? Or C, a Los Angeles Metro train arriving at the station? Missy.
I just know I'm going to get it wrong, but I'm going to guess anyway. A.
Correct. Yeah.
That one.
That's what my answer would have been, too.
Yeah, it's the sum of all animals. Here's a screeching ring wraith in The Lord of the Rings. Delightful. How was that sound made? Was it made A, by putting Brillo pads in a blender, B, a poorly oiled automatic door at a grocery store, or C, director Peter Jackson's wife screaming? Missy.
A. Why not?
Sorry, that is incorrect. Good guess. Brett, can you steal?
C.
Peter Jackson's wife screaming?
Yes.
Yeah, her name is Fran Walsh.
It should have been. I should have known with the specifics.
This is your last clue. All right, this is the giant boulder from the best action movie of all time, Raiders of the Lost Ark. Okay, what is this boulder really? Is it A, a bowling ball, B, an elevator, or C, a Honda Civic? Missy.
Bowling ball.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect. Brett, can you steal?
Oh, man. Honda Civic. Used to have one.
It's a
good car.
Yeah, it's a reliable boulder.
It's very
well made. As it turns out,
yeah.
That is correct, yeah. Puzzaker Archung, how did our contestants do?
After two games, Brett is still in the lead.